Penguin Random House Audio presents Off the Cliff, How the Making of Thelma and Louise Drove Hollywood to the Edge, by Becky Aikman. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Prologue. Beverly Hills, July 24th, 1989. The lights along the side of Diane Cairns's phone lit up. Every last one of them, and it wasn't even 9 o'clock on Monday morning. This was how any Hollywood story had to begin. For the characters to be made flesh, the flesh made celluloid, for the audience, ultimately, to embrace or detest them, a fast-rising young agent like Cairns, lunging in the first hour of the day to get her hands on the oversized console phone on her desk, had to see those lights. Lights. Action. It was all on her to make the deal. The screenplay she had hustled out to studios on Friday was so audacious, such a departure from anything else in the movies at the time, or at any time for that matter, that it was anybody's guess what could happen when the studio executives plucked it from their stacks of weekend reading. Most likely, the script would blow past the couple dozen rejections it had racked up from studios, producers, and other agents before Diane took it on. After all, this was Hollywood in the 1980s. On its merits, Diane knew, the screenplay should have triggered one of those bidding wars that fueled the industry scuttlebutt over lunches at Le Dome. The writing was sharp, whipsawing from humor to deep-seated longing. The characters were complicated, vulnerable, and flawed, careening through the sorts of hairpin emotional turns that could win awards for the players who snagged the roles.